to do something in the community, because I feel that if you haven't been active before you have been paid to do anything, that you don't have any interest in humanity. This is the way I really feel about it. And I really couldn't call it a leader that have to be paid to come into the community to do something. But I feel that people who have volunteered and give their time and of their talent, like Mr. and Mrs. Charles Stevens, and like all of the presidents of the Mayflower Club and of the NAACP that I have named, who have worked for nothing, and Mr. Mac Willie Green, he's a pioneer who has given a lot of his time, and people like that, that have given of their time and their service and have not been paid to work in the community.
I think that's
done quite a job.
Very valid thing to consider.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you too. We know there's a great deal of talent in among the Negro people in art and in music and dance and so on. have you any details as to who has been successful in the various arts? Or what is being done to encourage the young people?
I don't know too much about art because I'm not an artist. But I do know that there's a lot of talent in the community, and there is a lot of hidden talent. And if we just could really get a lot of the people who know how to do things to really appreciate what they know and just come on out and do things, I really think it would be wonderful, because they know how to do quite a few things.
Have the schools taken a lead in this?
Well, I don't visit. In recent years, I haven't visited Fremont and Potomac School. Mm-hmm. I belong to the PTAs, but I'm not having children. I'm not in the school
yes.
room.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on educational committees from the NAACP, and mm-hmm. I visited the schools and gone on several occasions with children who her parents didn't care to go and all, but I do know of several children who had done quite a bit of work at the school.
Musically?
Musically?
Yeah.
Well, there's a few children who are inclined to play music at the school and all, but they do quite a bit of artwork, I know, because there's a little boy who went to school on Terrace Way over there. What is the name of the school on Terrace Way and P Street, as well as I know. Anyway, he came and asked me if I would, Golden State School is the school. He came by and asked me if I would go see his artwork, because his mother had never met his teacher, and I went over to see his work, and he had done some beautiful work. And there was another young boy who did some lovely work at Lincoln School, and I went and told his mother that it was open house over there, and I went and I saw some work that her young son had done, and she didn't know anything about it at all. And she was really proud of it. So, I mean, it just, if they would do a little better about showing some interest in what the youngsters have done, they would do a lot better. I'd like to make mention that a lot has been said about the black ghettos of the nation, and this is one of the things that I'm profoundly interested in, is watching who had lived in the ghetto and what type of people it had produced. And I often tell many people that there was nowhere for a black boy or girl to come from 20 years ago. And I tell them in many meetings that even the tellers and the banks came from the Mayflower District. They were reared next door to me. And Miss Ruth Love, who is Dr. Rafferty's assistant, she picked cotton and she picked up potatoes, and her sister Ida is a teacher. In fact, she's a vice principal of Fremont School in Los Angeles, and she had picked cotton and picked up potatoes. And their home is right next door to mine now, but their mother had bought a home over behind the Bakersfield Inn. But the ghetto had produced some great boys and girls, and this is one thing that made me proud of the community, because these people did not live on the west side of town. They lived in the place that's pointed to as the Cottonwood District. And this is one thing that we should be proud of and can have good to say about the black community. in working with the people in the community, I had been fortunate enough for the last 3 years to teach an adult education class with the Greater California Education Project. And many of the people who came to the class, some of them could not read and write, and some of them could. It was a basic education class. And many of these people, we would ask why did they like to go to meetings and all, and they made excuses, and many of them said they were ashamed of where they lived, or they were ashamed of their house, and they felt that many people who lived up on here didn't want to come out in the Mayflower district. And I told them for how many years that I had been working with Caucasian people and how many Caucasian people had helped us while they were in the bed sleep. I said, for an instance, we would go to the city council to ask for things in the community many times. And a lot of times I told them while you were in the bed sleep that our Caucasian friends were down there to help us out about things. For an instance, when you take the Fair Employment Practices Act, I told many of them that they weren't there to speak up about it, and we had many friends like Rabbi Kolach and many people who pleaded our case there for us, and we shouldn't feel that these people didn't care for us, because they always came to our rescue when we needed them, and we shouldn't never be ashamed of where we live, because many times I have pointed to people about Dr. Martin Luther King and where he lived and where he died and everything. He just wasn't striving for a fine home to show the people. He was striving for community advancement and for the advancement of his people. And many of them got to the place that they decided to do better and go out to meeting. And another thing they felt like is they just couldn't meet people, and they couldn't get up before people. And this is one of the things we did in the class, is to have them to conduct the meeting and have the students to be the audience and let them get up there and call the meeting to order and call on somebody to talk. And in this way, many of them got to the place that they really could meet people. And this is some of the ways that we are improving in the community.
I've often wondered whether the two groups that have so much in common in so many ways, whether they do get along, and if not, why not? That is the Mexican-American and the black groups.
There's prejudice on both sides. There's prejudice in some of the Negroes, and there's prejudice among some of the Mexicans. But I have many friends in the CSO, and in fact, I won't say I don't like to use that word. I'll use Sunset Mayflower Club has worked in conjunction with the CSO in many things, like the Fair Employment Practices Act. The CSO and the Mayflower Club went together and worked with these things. And we're working with projects right now. And at one time, we had a Mexican man to run for the city council, Mr. Henry Martinez, who is president emeritus of the CSO. And he is a very fine Mexican fellow. And a lot of the Negro people in the Mayflower community tore his signs down and said they didn't want to elected old Mexican. Well, many of the colored people, like myself and a few other people who belong to the community clubs, we supported Mr. Martinez, and we thought that we should put a Mexican in there, and we told him we had a good chance to integrate the city council at this point. In fact, Reverend Barney Reese was the pastor of Kane Church at that time, and he came out there and bowled me out for supporting a Mexican. And his councilman was Ken Crows at that time, and he lived on the west side of town, and he was in Ward 7. And when he came to meet with Reverend Tolliver and Reverend Patterson, the three ministers called on me and bawled me out about supporting a Mexican. And I said, well, Reverend Donna Reese, who is your councilman? He said, I don't know, Sister Parker. I said, well, Ken Crows is your councilman, and you go right on the back in Ward 7 and attend to your business. I said, you have Joe Flambeau, you have Curtis Johnson, you have Floyd Daniels, and you have Dr. Miles. I said, you have many distinguished Negroes over there, and we don't have anybody out here in the Mayflower District. I said, if you would use the right mind, we could thoroughly integrate the city council. You could run a Negro over there, and we could run a Mexican out here. And he came to his senses. He said, it's true, but it was too late then. So we have very good relationship among some of them, and some we don't. Some still have to learn, but we are learning.
You're working at it.
I'd like to say that within the last quarter of a century, I can see that the Sunset Mayflower community has shown a marked improvement in every respect. We have better houses. We have most of the community now is in sidewalk curbs and gutters, and we have sewers throughout the community, and we have had two black councilmen in the last two decades. We've seen two black councilmen in action, and I really think this has encouraged a lot of little black boys and girls. I think they really feel inspired, and Councilman Rucker has really improved since he sees that the people are behind him. We have encouraged people to go down to the council and not just get after Mr. Rucker for voting the way they think he shouldn't have voted when they're not there to support him. We should be there at all times. Some black faces should be at the city council. And since he sees that he does have some support, he began to speak out a lot better for the community. And we all think that he has done quite well in, as a councilman, and I don't think he'll run again. We think that the next time he that we have a black councilman, some younger person might run, because Mr. Rucker is really an outstanding mortician, and he has a business in down south, and he has his business here in Bakersfield, and I think that will take all of his time, and I don't really think he'll really have the time to run again. But as a whole, I think he has done quite well. Recently, we've had new lights on California Avenue, and he has done quite a few things in the community for us, and we're proud of him.
This has been an interview, Miss Irma Weil.